Trudy, you were a journalist before you went to Chapel Hill. You took a lot of journalism courses. You knew the faculty members, but you didn't major in journalism. Can you elaborate on that?
I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that I really thought I knew an awful lot, because I'd had a chance to go to work at the Salisbury Post in 1942. I had done features. I'd interviewed people like Dorothy Thompson and Eleanor Roosevelt for the Post, and so John Hardin, when he was desperate for someone to write when Ed Rankin and Bill Snyder went off to war, he asked me to he invited me to start working that summer after graduation, and then I continued while I was at Catawba College for 2 years, waiting to go to Carolina. And I covered criminal court. I covered war bond rallies. I interviewed notables who came to campus and to the city. And because there was no one else to do it, I did a lot of feature writing. And I had a lot of experience and a great deal of confidence. I mean, I always felt I had to get the story. I remember when Burns, who was Secretary of State then, came to campus to speak on University Day. I think that was 1945. And I remember that Bob Madras sent me out to get a story. Well, he said, I have nothing to say for the press. And he was going into lunch, and I said, well, what's your favorite pie? And he said, lemon. And so I did a story. I said his statement for the press was lemon pie. So I got my story. Anyway, it was, I guess the reason I didn't major in journalism was I thought I knew so much. So, and I only was interested in writing. In those days, a good journalist would not be interested in advertising. That was a totally different department. And it was reviewed with a jaundiced eye. However, now, of course, advertising is very much a part of my life.